one of the Nguyenbao pilgrims. The man speaking was named Sindhu. He'd come into Dejigore during the siege to spy for Lady and for the deceivers. He was a real villain. I had been sure he was dead. The Saras die, but the Sindhus and Narayan Singhs go on, which is why I cannot be a religious man, unless the Guni are right and there is a wheel of life and eventually everybody gets what they deserve. Sindhu continued.
He was a priest of some kind and their speaker. A member of his family eventually wed the standard-bearer of the Black Company. It becomes clear. The goddess is scribbling one of her subtle death plays.
He glanced at the Daughter of Night. The kid sat so still it was spooky. Spookier than usual. No four-year-old could do that. Narayan Singh seemed vaguely troubled. His goddess enjoyed the occasional death joke at the expense of her most devout followers. He did not want to become one of her pranks.
Darkness is our time, he said again. Darkness always comes.
Darkness always comes, sounded like Kina's motto. I took another look at Lady and Croker's brat. She bothered me bad. She was spookier every time I looked. If it had not been so hard to care out there, I could have cried for Lady and the old man. Actually, I almost could. Maybe I was becoming capable of feeling while I worked. I drifted away, found that Mogaba was taking stronger exception to Uncle's antics than was Singh. But he remembered Uncle Doge from the bad old days.
I want that man silenced, he said. The soldiers are watching him instead of their enemies.
When he drew no response from the deceivers, Uncle Doge began insulting the Shadowlanders and their masters. The javelin streaked his way. In a motion too swift to follow, he drew Ash Wand and brushed the missile aside.
Cowards! He called. Renegades! Are any of you now men enough to come out?
He exposed his back contemptuously, headed for friendly lines before a missile storm could devour him. A masterful move. It did not look like a withdrawal at all. Chapter 24. All hell broke loose. Horns shrieked, drums grumbled, a stumbling, shambling, inept, mean-spirited, and poorly armed rabble headed uphill wailing, 60,000 hungry and hard-up camp followers attacking the servants of Shadow. Our soldiers drove them at sword's point. I was stunned. I was awed. The captain had his hard moments, but I never figured him for hard enough to let camp followers accumulate and tag along so he could use them as a human avalanche. But on reflection, yes. For weeks he'd been warning the soldiers not to let anyone they cared for join the march. Those who discussed it at all thought it meant that the old man did not expect to be successful. Those people were going to get slaughtered. But they would hurt some Shadowlanders and grind the rest down, which would work to our advantage. The soldiers were merciless. They whipped the camp followers into a terrified frenzy. When they hit Mogaba center and right, they actually penetrated the Shadowlander front rank. Blade's division remained untouched. While everyone was concentrating on our attack,